The sweetie shop. Triamond slipped her hand into her father's and squeezed.
Where are we going, Daddy?
Maldew glanced down at his daughter. Today is a special day. Today is Triamond can have anything she wants from the sweetie shop day.
The sweetie shop! I can have whatever I want. Oh, Daddy!
Using her free hand, she hugged his leg. They walked in silence, passing the butcher shop, the fishmonger and the newspaper stand. When they walked by the bakery, Maldew said,
Perhaps you'd rather go into the bakery today.
He took a deep breath.
I smell rhubarb crumble, rock cakes, treacle tarts, chocolate cakes with chocolate buttercream icing, raisin scones, vanilla cakes with cherries, potato scones.
Stop it, Daddy, you're making me hungry.
Daddy, sing me the Jilly Piece song. Triamond looked up into his moss-green eyes.
The Jilly Piece song? I've not sung that for years. Now let's see if I can remember how it goes. Oh, you canny fling pieces oot a 20-storey flat. 7 hungry wains will testify to that. If it's butter, cheese or jilly, if the bread be plain or pan, the odds of it reaching earth are 99 to 1.
Triamond held her tummy while she laughed.
I love that song, Daddy.
I've gone and proper embarrassed myself now, lass. Mrs. McGregor thinks I'm off my head.
Maldew took Triamond's hand.
We're off to the sweetie shop. I can't show my face inside the bakery now.
You're silly, Daddy.
Triamond skipped as they headed down the road.
Daddy, tell me again why you called me Triamond.
Why we called you that? When I was born and my father named me, he was a professor at the university. He studied J.R. Tolkien and other fantasy writers. Fantasy was always on his mind. He selected my name, Maldew, because it means wizard. I suppose the reason I named you Triamond is because when I first saw those pretty blue eyes, I thought of a fairy and pictured you with gossamer wings flying into my life.
I like that story. Here we are at Arthur's sweetie shop. He's got 100 jars filled with all sorts of sweeties. I'm going to have fun picking out different ones. Do I have to get them all in one bag? Or can I get lots of different bags? The bags are colourful.
Triamond walked in after her father as he opened the door.
It smells lovely in here too, Maldew sniffed the air. Go on now. Pick out whatever you want.
Triamond marched up to the counter.
Arthur, my daddy says I could have sweeties, any sweeties I wanted. I want them in all different bags.
Arthur leaned over to see the brown-haired girl.
Oh, he did he? What's the special occasion? Is it your birthday?
No, Triamond chuckled. It's Triamond can have anything she wants from the sweetie shop day.
That's very kind of your dad. What'll it be then, lass? Arthur picked up a scoop and a dozen bags. Triamond's gaze wandered from jar to jar.
I think I'll start with some licorice all sorts. Don't put any of those icky ones covered in tiny beads. You know, the pink and blue ones. I don't like them.
Arthur picked one out of the scoop. You mean these?
Yes, those. I don't want any of them.
Triamond watched as Arthur filled one of the bags.
Next, I want to have some humbugs, marzipan fruits, toffees, lollipops and sugar plums.
Slow down, Triamond. You'll confuse Arthur.
Her father shook his head back and forth. Triamond looked at each jar.
I never knew there were so many colours of sweeties.
You could say there's a menagerie of sweeties in my shop, Arthur said. I like to have a variety to choose from.
He filled up bags with brown humbugs, assorted marzipans, foil-wrapped toffees, sugar-dusted lollipops and snow caps.
There, I think I've got them all. Will there be anything else, Triamond?
I miss the sweeties on the top shelf.
She gazed up at the taller jars.
I want a bag of Edinburgh rock bites, not the sticks. Some sherbet fountains, fruit gums, Turkish delight and chocolate buttons.
Your teeth will rot. I hope you aren't planning to eat this all at one time.
Arthur pulled the jars off the shelf and filled the bags.
There, here's everything you've asked for.
I'll put all these wee bags into a bigger bag with handles. Triamond took the bag, and she and her father left the shop.
You're not going to eat all of those, are you?
Daddy, not all at once. I'm going to have a tea party and invite Maggie, Emma and Fiona over. Mum can fix us tea, and instead of having tea cakes and tarts with kiwi, we'll have sweeties.
You're going to share? Very good, Triamond.
Maldew roared with laughter as they ran across the street. He stopped to buy a bouquet of fresh flowers for his wife, Anne.
Mum will like those. Pink carnations are her favourite. What was that big word Arthur used?
Triamond squinted as she faced the afternoon sun.
Menagerie.
Yes, mangry. That means lots of different sorts of sweeties, doesn't it, Daddy?
My sweet fairy, you're more an angel than anything else. Come on, let's hurry home. Mum's cooking your favourite supper tonight. Eggs, beans and chips.
Maldew picked his daughter up, held her in his arms, embracing her with love.
I love you, Triamond.
I love you too, Daddy. This is the best. Triamond can have anything she wants from the sweetie shop day I've ever had.
Father and daughter strolled home as the sky flared with sunset reds, oranges, pinks, purples and blues.